Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in-depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa khususan ala sayyidi ar-rusul wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. The Quran is a book that is addressed to all of mankind. Usually when someone very intellectual or smart tries to convey a thought or a message, they end up getting caught up with so much sophistication that the message is lost because they can't translate their thought properly in simple, basic words. Where someone may view this as a sign of prestige and being an intellectual, the problem is that if the message is important and it's crucial to the salvation of mankind, this is a big loss. The most that you've accomplished is flexing your intellectual muscles, while the actual message is lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this Qur'an, He uses some linguistic techniques to preserve the essence and core of the message, yet at the same time not oversimplifying it, that a person would think that it's addressing a first grader or a third grader. The message is very pure. It's very clean. Now, when we study the Qur'an, what we find is that Allah Azza wa Jal addresses many themes. And we have to understand, as people that are reading the Qur'an, as Muslims, and also non-Muslims who may read the Qur'an, that depending on what theme the Qur'an is addressing, there will be an innate, natural level of sophistication there. For example, when we talk about issues related to law. Now, law in itself is just a sophisticated and complicated technical subject. No matter which country in the world you take a class on law in, there will be a level of sophistication there. You can simplify it, you can make it easy, but that will always remain. Therefore, we find that there is an area of the Qur'an, verses of the Qur'an that are referred to as the muhkamat. This is a type of verses of the Qur'an. These are verses that carry legal rulings in them, and they require explanation, they require understanding. That's why many scholars, they say that when you read verses of the Qur'an that were revealed in Medina Munawwara, it's important that you read them under the supervision of a specialist and master, because they will be able to contextualize those verses since they are muhkamat. Then there are some verses in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed there that are very difficult. And their sophistication is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to accept our ignorance and submit ourselves to these verses. These verses in the Qur'an are referred to as al-mutashabihat. They aren't meant to be understood. So what does alif lam mim mean? Nobody knows what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there are other examples of mutashabihat that would be more technically correct, but I just gave a simple one. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That these verses, these mutashabihat, that are more complicated and sophisticated in their nature. What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand? What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a shin? What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a face? What do these verses mean? So Allah Azza wa Jal says, people who love to create divide and cause confusion amongst people, they will search into those verses and they will keep fighting and keep debating over those verses. As for true knowledgeable people, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those people who are grounded in their knowledge, when they come to these verses, they will know that no matter how knowledgeable they are, this is a limit to their knowledge. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. And this is a part of being knowledgeable. Not going where you shouldn't be. Admitting to your ignorance. That's why the scholars amongst them, there's a famous saying, they say, لَا أَدْرِي نِصْفُ الْعِلْمِ. That half of knowledge is admitting that this is beyond my expertise. You go to someone who specializes in the back, and surgery on the back, when you come to them with a nose issue, they should say, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. That a knowledgeable person should know their limits. لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know beyond this. This is not my expertise. You go to someone who's a physician and ask them, what's the legal ruling of wiratha and inheritance law? They should say, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Because such verses, their interpretation and their knowledge only lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Addressing this issue, how there are different types of verses in the Qur'an, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates a hadith, which is quoted by many scholars, including Sahib al-Mishkat and Mishkat al-Masabih. He also brings this very same narration on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن القرآن نزل على خمسة أوجه. That the Qur'an covers five different elements, five different angles. There are five different types of messages you will find in the Qur'an. He says, حَلَالٌ وَحَرَامٌ وَمُحْكَمٌ وَمُتَشَابِهٌ وَأَمْثَالٌ. You will find things that address halal. You will find verses that address haram. You will find verses that carry general legal rulings and there are lessons that can be deduced from them, the muhkamat. You will find mutashabihat, which a person should not touch. They should just believe in and say, this is an understand, this is a message of Allah, I submit to it. And then come the amthal, the parables, the examples. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَعْمَلُوا بِالْحَلَالِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الْحَرَامَ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you something is halal, do it. Engage in it if you want to. وَاجْتَنِبُوا الْحَرَامَ. However, when Allah tells you something is haram, you will stay away from it. وَاتَّبَعُوا الْمُحْكَمُ. And when you come to وَاتَّبِعُوا الْمُحْكَمِ, and when you come to the verses that have rulings in them, follow them. Understand what is Allah saying. Try to understand these verses. وَآمَنُوا بِالْمُتَشَابِ. And when you come to the verses that are mutashabihat, that only Allah has the knowledge of, آمَنُوا بِهِ. What should you do? Believe in them. وَاعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَمْثَالِ. And when it comes to the amthal, the parables that are mentioned in the Qur'an, seek your lessons from them. Reflect over them. Understand them. And this is how the Qur'an engages everyone. Sometimes the Qur'an may bring a very sophisticated issue, or something that's obvious but people just don't understand. So what does the Qur'an do? It brings an example. And then brings another example. And brings a third example. And then it'll leave that issue, and later on after a few paragraphs, it'll bring that issue again. You know, a few paragraphs back we were talking about the importance of this issue, let's address it again. And then this chapter will pass by, the next chapter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk about iman again. And then the chapter after that, He'll talk about iman again. And then the chapter after that, Allah azza wa jalla will talk about iman again. Because this is the usloob, this is the method that the Qur'an speaks in. It understands how to teach and how to educate mankind. Now from the asalib of the Qur'an, from the different methods the Qur'an uses to communicate, is what we call amthal, divine parables. Imam Mawardi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْعِلْمِ الْقُرْآنِ عِلْمُ أَمْثَالِ. That the greatest knowledge of the Qur'an is the knowledge of divine parables. Understanding them. Why are they so important? Why is it so important to understand the parables that the Qur'an is giving? Because parables are usually given when it comes to discussing an issue that are either very important and people are just not paying attention, or they're very important and people are misunderstanding them. So then an example comes in. I'm teaching a class on math and I explain a concept. Now I feel that the students in front of me didn't understand. Either they didn't understand it or they were being neglectful. I have to give an example. And then I have to give a second example, and a third example. So it's as if these places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, alert, this is an important message, pay attention, give extra attention, I'm going to give you a parable to make sure you don't miss this message at all. You need to understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in multiple places, He says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ in Surah Hashr, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ And these parables we present to people, we give to people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ so they can reflect over them. You need to spend time with these parables. For someone who is difficult in understanding things, the parable will water down the concept and make it easy for them. So for someone who likes sophistication, and they're intellectual in that sense, for them there is now a well for them to go into and go deeper and deeper and deeper and reflect over what's being said. Similarly in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 27, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ That indeed in this Quran we have given all sorts of parables, every type of parable, min kulli mathal. All parables are given in the Quran. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So they can learn their lessons, so they can reflect, so they can engage with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place of the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ And these are parables and examples we present to mankind. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ And only knowledgeable people will be able to understand them. This is why Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book on divine parables, Amthal al-Qur'an, he has a book called Amthal al-Qur'an. And in the opening pages of the book, he writes that there were scholars of the past that when they came to these verses that consisted of examples and parables, they would read them. And if they didn't understand the parables, they would cry. They would cry and cry and cry. And what would they say? لَسْتُ مِنَ الْعَالِمِينَ That I am not from the scholars. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ That scholars will understand these verses. And if I don't understand them, what does that speak of when it comes to my knowledge? Understanding the parables in the Quran is something very important. And this is something, inshallah, this Ramadan we will be doing. Each day we'll pick one verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example to reflect over. And we will understand the words used in that verse. We will try to understand the context of that verse, and ultimately we will reflect over what the message is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us through this verse. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to connect with the Quran in a meaningful way. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from people of knowledge, people who search for ourselves, who search for guidance in the beautiful words of the Quran. May this Ramadan be the Ramadan that we connect with the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.